Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and this is the only academic evidence-based show designed to, one, educate you and provide you the insights of how we got here, where we've been, and where we're going. Well, with that, as I look into the horizon, I look into the news, I look in every direction, and I see no sign that the federal government has any intent in complying to the Constitution. We now have a radical left communist movement that has taken over our politics and our government, and it is all unconstitutional. So we're here to help you, and we're here to help everybody who wants to save our liberties and our Constitution, period. End of story. So with that, let us kind of poke everybody in the eye and remind everybody, as U.S. citizens, we have an obligation to protect and defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. When I say an obligation, it is a birthright obligation. And with that obligation comes the responsibilities of, again, defending and protecting our Constitution. And who are we defending and protecting it against? Enemies, foreign and domestic. And on the domestic side, we know who that is. We can clearly see those people who are openly rebelling. The only reason there are so many people in the Democratic Party that are kind of, you know, like Harry's. I've talked about Harry. Harry's a childhood friend. And Harry is, you know, one person that actually voted for Biden, voted for Hillary, typically votes for Democrats, typically votes for Democrats at the executive level. And they claim that they vote, you know, their conscience. But the reality is they tried to stand on the, oh, you know, we have to have a strong country, a strong defense. We, you know, we should put America first. But they continually vote and they try to justify their positions in voting for leftists. I mean, Obama did nothing but kowtow to the Islam, communist China, communist everybody. He actually was an embarrassment as a United States president. And I know that Harry and many others think that Trump was an embarrassment just because of his Twitter feed and everything else. But I've actually got Harry to concede that when it came to foreign affairs, Trump did put America first and he did his duty and he accomplished his job description. Now, they may hate the man, but the problem is that people can't disassociate with how well a person does their job to whether they like the individual or not. You know, you may not like the package, but as long as the work is being done and America's interests are being served, here we go. Anyway, we're in a fight, and that fight, as far as I'm concerned, I call the enemy Satan. Some people call him the globalist. Some people call him progressives. But regardless, there are people, as George Washington pointed out, and we have been silent, ignoring the enemies of the United States and the enemies of liberty, such as communist China, communist Russia, the whole globalist state. Bottom line, they are fighting us, and they're getting us to fight them on their terms. This show is going to show you how to fight them on the base, on the grounds and the bases of the Constitution. So thank you for tuning in, and let's get moving because we've got a lot of stuff to go through. Now, in the last show, actually it was Tuesday's show before the inauguration, I covered the content that we're going to be coming up with. And so I'm going to try to get that up on the website so that everybody knows what's coming and how it, you know, how we're going to get it and so forth. Anyway, one of the things I want to get into, because I kind of touched on this before, but let's really start focusing on what we're facing currently with this administration, and so that we can understand what it's going to take in taking back the republic instead of placing false hopes in this potential Trump presidency and this potential Biden presidency, because as far as I'm concerned, it's all unconstitutional. And so moving forward, if we're going to embrace the one thing that guarantees our rights and liberty, that you can say what you want, you have a conscientious right to object. You can't be forced into anything. You can honestly object to a vaccination and not be compelled. And the idea that people want to get to a point where they're going to compel you to take something, to compel you to do something, is antithetical to liberty. You need to do a gut check if you're like Harry and you think that we have to start forcing compliance when actually there are mechanisms in the Constitution that keep us away from, you know, this whole scenario. Anyway, I'm not going to go down all of the things that need to be gone down to, because I can't cover everything at once. So let's just cover one of the things that Trump was right about. He's been saying this, and he said this a few times, moving into the election and post the election, and trying to get people to understand, to fight in helping legitimize a second presidency, because had we legitimized, or I should say, it's called out the Electoral College as a violation and unconstitutional, and had the congressional seats, those in both houses of Congress, choose our president, then we would have a legitimate presidency. But instead, now we have all bad government and all despotism. Anyway, so Trump was talking about these caravans in Guatemala. The government of Guatemala is having a hard time containing and holding these folks back. And what's going to happen in Mexico? What's going to happen in all the countries as these caravans continue to grow? Well, let's look at what the paradigm has been and is going to be. And it is all unconstitutional. And what I want to do, if you have not seen this video, go to Reclaiming the Republic channel on YouTube. We have a video on immigration there that puts this into complete context, how everyone in Congress and even the presidents have failed to comply to the Constitution. You need to understand Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution clearly defines exactly what we are guaranteed for a government. And it basically states this: the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Okay? How much simpler can that be? So what's an invasion? Well, it says one person might be just a trespasser, but when you have a body or a group of people that are breaking in to your home, your business, your property, and or your country, then that is an invasion. But what's an invasion that we really need to be concerned about? Well, in military terms, would it be 100 armed combatants? 1,000. What level of quantity of combatants should we be concerned about? And oh, by the way, what type of combatants are there? Are there just military combatants? No. There are economic and political combatants. And what we're dealing with are political combatants who are coming here and marching in our streets, demanding that we kowtow and give them everything they want. They want a free pass to citizenship. They are doing everything to undermine our Constitution and our culture. We have a right to protect that. We have a right to protect our culture, our property, and our borders. Every country has that right. That's why you have to go through an immigration line, regardless of what country. Now, in the EU has tried to create this paradigm that when you go into the economic union, you're in the United States because you can go from one country to the next. But, oh, try to go from a country that's not in the EU. Like when Britain, if they actually get this Brexit done, are you going to be able to freely travel back and forth? Because they're not a part of the EU anymore. And you go to any country that is not in the EU, nah, I'm sorry, you're going to be going through an inspection. You're going through border patrol. You're going through border controls, I should say. But let me get back to this invasion. The first thing, and even before this invasion gets here, when I say the invasion gets here, I'm talking about the new caravans. We have millions of people already existing that are in the current occupying invasion. We have an occupying force of political activists or political combatants. Let's call them combatants because people understand combatants are bad guys. So let's understand that we have probably, and there's a Yale study out there, and actually when we go into break, I'm going to pull out that Yale study just so everybody can actually read for themselves the magnitude. If you want to go to the study that Yale did on illegal aliens, they say it's over 20 million. Now, I think they have their numbers wrong. Maybe it's an MIT. It's MIT, Yale. It's a well-known and academic school. It's an Ivy League school, I should say. Maybe MIT is not Ivy League. Anyway, the importance is this is not just the numbers to be trifled with, and the study is not to be trifled with. Bottom line, I will tell you that if you look back when Bush was president, they were already talking that we had 20 million going on 30 million. How many do we really have? We have an invasion. Quit cutting and playing with numbers. We'll be right back after these two promos. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer attention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so it was both Yale and MIT. No wonder I was getting confused. Was it one school? Actually, it was a dual school study. And they came up with 22 million, not 11 million, undocumented immigrants. And this was actually reported in 2018. Now, We already know that there were caravans and others, and actually, even after the caravans, we knew that New Mexico was allowing 30,000 people at a clip in a month. In a month, they were allowing. The governor actively disregarded the Constitution and protecting the borders and following the Constitution. My friends, what does it take for you to understand what these people are doing? They have a legal and moral obligation to follow the laws of the land. They can't make it up as they go along. Now, if you want to, just start looking at these DACA protests. No dream, no deal. We want permanent protection now. They don't have any rights, and what they're doing is tantamount to political activism and political combatants. You know what? They are illegals. It doesn't matter how you slice this bread. I don't care. The law states that each state is to be protected from an invasion and their children, who will grow up to be combatants just like their parents, and actually even more so, because they're becoming literate at the expense of you, the taxpayers. It's the same thing with these army of socialists that are out in the streets tearing up your towns and your downtowns. Where do they get the money? How come they don't have jobs? What sustains these people? Your tax dollars and the welfare, because they learn how to game the system. And this has been proven time and time again. This is why a government entitlement state is designed to undermine the government itself, or the framework of this concept. This is why I've said this several times, that the Tytler cycle that destroys democracies, we are not in a democracy to allow that to happen. The only reason these things are happening is because there is blatant, palpable violations of the Constitution. To have a welfare program is unconstitutional for the federal government. You have to start understanding the sea that we're swimming in, this huge oceanic swamp. There we go. I'm just going to start tying these metaphors and imagery together for you so you understand. You need to watch this video. Again, I'm going to get back to this. Reclaiming the Republic YouTube channel. We have these dark blue fields with white text on them. We got 5 videos there. Go watch immigration. Just watch that one video, and we place in context in a 5-minute video with all the citations necessary to drive this home, that every person who is in public office, whether they are a city council that is decrying and claiming sanctuary status, or if they're a congressman voting to allow these amnesty. Reagan violated the Constitution to allow amnesty. Congress violated the Constitution. The Constitution is clear. We are to be protected. Every single state must be protected. This is why we want you to start protesting and demanding. And in my next Constitutional Minute, by the way, every Sunday, I send out a Constitutional Minute to state legislators, and I'm firing this out to other people that have state legislators' addresses. If you want to help, come up with your state legislators. I need Arizona. I need every state other than South Dakota and Wyoming. I used to have Idaho, but I need somebody to do this work for me. You give me your state's email list. And when I say email list, just a clean email address, semicolon, space, email address, space. So in other words, all I do, because that's what I do, is I just cut and paste the email addresses of every state legislator into the two line, and I send them a Constitutional Minute. We're going to be putting these Constitutional Minutes up here on the Reclaiming the Republic website. And when we do, you'll be able to go and read the first one, the second one, the third one. This is going to be a series of education going to state legislators. Because if I can't actually go in person in front of all of these because I'm not the president and I cannot command a performance on my own, then what has to happen as a real leader, you have to engage those people who are capable of solving the problem and hopefully help them and motivate them to solving the problem, to step up and do their job. Anyway, so I'm going on about illegal immigration. Biden has already come out and stated he is going to call upon Congress to violate their oaths of office as he is, by legalizing 11 million illegals. Legitimizing an invasion is not protecting America or faithfully executing the laws. If any congressperson is looking for a cause to impeach not only the president, but every other member supporting the progressive agenda, here you go. They are going to give us all of the weapons or all the fulcrums or leverage necessary to attack them with our Constitution. What we need are valiant people that want to save our liberties and our Constitution. We need state legislators, state attorney generals, and so forth to sue, just like how the activist judges sued Trump over his immigration policies. Remember that? Oh, yeah. And so we need to actually go back swinging at these communists that are now in power. And I hope I'm driving anybody who wants to defend these parasites that we call Democrats that are in the federal office. There may be a few that might be middle of the road or moderates. Most of them are activist communists, and you cannot convince me otherwise. One of the things I also want to rail about, and yeah, I might have time to get through this one. Senator Tom Cotton is 100% incorrect regarding the ability to impeach a former president. Now, when one reads the Constitution, it states that you can only impeach a president or a person in office, because impeachment is to remove a person from a position of emoluments, a position of title, a position of... And if you understand the Constitution at the time of its writing, what happened to a president when he stepped down? He became a civilian. He had no emoluments. He had no title. He was literally just a Joe. As a matter of fact, people knew and went up to see George Washington. He didn't have a security detail assigned to him for the rest of his life at the expense of the taxpayers. And to me, that is an emolument. Just that alone, to have the Secret Service guarding not just the president, but the offspring that he has spawned or that they have polluted this world with. I mean, look at all these presidents that are just, and I can't think of any of them that are alive today, and most any in this past century plus, that their offspring are not parasitical just like they are. I mean, come on, look at the Clintons. Look at the Obamas. Come on, look at the Bushes. They are all evil people that have no regard for our Constitution and liberties. And that's why, you know, Cheney as well. I don't care. I do not buy, and I am not what you would call a conservative that buys into one side of globalism and, you know, basically is committing hypocrisy when they complain about another side of it. Globalism is wrong. The only globalism that I embrace is the U.S. Constitution. And anybody that's listened to the show knows and understands exactly in what context I am referring to regarding the Constitution and globalism. Because the Constitution was the first document that created a government and a path of creating a globalistic state of liberty. But I digress. What we do want to talk about is Senator Tom Cotton and the fact that he wants to argue. I honestly believe what he needs to do and everybody needs to understand is, yes, we do have the ability to impeach and remove the emoluments. We do not. The impeachment process is not a criminal process. It is a removal of emoluments. In other words, Trump wasn't going to get his retirement. He's not going to get his security. But guess what? Look at all the other presidents. Now, I can tell you that Trump can probably afford his own security for him and his family. Can the Bushes, especially if we start taking their emoluments and we take away their former titles and their access to the world, when a president's been impeached, that means that they can't be claimed and they can no longer go out and speak as a former president because that office has been removed. That emolument and title will be removed. And this is why, if you've listened to, I've actually railed on this. We need to impeach Clinton. We need to impeach Obama, George Bush, George Herschel Walker Bush, Jimmy Carter. We need to impeach all of these former presidents, Nixon, every single one. If there is any details and any emoluments still standing back into the Kennedys and beyond, every single one of them. Because they all violated the Constitution, and we've got the facts to prove it. Anyway, when we come back, we have more info for you regarding this Biden administration and what we can expect. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. And I will tell you that that boom from that bass or those deep notes in that music, it wasn't as noticeable before. So I hope you like these new back from break preludes or bumper music, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, let us get back to some of the other concerns and some of those things that I think you need to start understanding, because one of the things you're going to see is just like on Trump. Now, Trump had, Mattis, General Mattis, former Marine. Everybody loved him until all of a sudden they realized that he was a progressive. You know, he had some good positions, but he was a progressive. And I'm going to tell you, be wary of any and every appointment. that are being granted, or any positions that are being granted to former military officers. You need to understand, what is a military officer? What we have in military officers are political activists. The military has been a petri dish for the deep state for years. And every officer in the military, as I consider every single one of them, as political operatives until they can prove otherwise. Now, there are those who prove otherwise. But I am telling you that the path to politics and generals, the avarice is just, it's incredible. The whole problem I have, and I wrote a point paper on this a long, long time ago when I was in the Marine Corps, is the fact that we even have enlisted and officers, that there is a separation between an enlisted and an officer still today. It is so archaic. What is the difference between a college education and a high school education with technical certifications? In other words, one of my friends, and I think this is really important, it takes a college education to fly and crash an aircraft. It takes a high school education to get that aircraft flying again, to make that thing get up in the air and fly. Does that seem interesting? Look at the roles and the differences. And yeah, the Air Force, they're the ones that send, the officers are the ones that go fight the war. Well, I just don't understand how the riflemen that are fighting the war, why aren't they officers then? My point is, the archaic structure that we're dealing with in the military is for a purpose, because they want to have an elite side, and it is elitism. I truly believe that we can easily change the structure so that everybody has the equal opportunities to move and even cross over. Right now, it is a political dance to go from enlisted to become an officer. Most people, they get their college degree, they have to go to a different service because they're not allowed. It is politics and the epitome of politics. It is the swamp. And again, I do not have any faith in any military officer until they have proven themselves that they are not a political operative. And so I'll just leave it at that. But what I am talking about is, they're already calling for a military officer to investigate the crimes of the D.C. attack on January 6th. Are you kidding me? Why is this person given this spotlight? How people are picked and given spotlights, especially by the Democrats, have to be huge red flags, because this person that they're giving this opportunity, like Rice and so forth, Lynch, they've all proven their credentials, their mob credentials or their criminal credentials to the party, to the individual politicians and so forth. And this is why they get these opportunities. Be wary. Stop just thinking, this guy's a Marine or this guy's Navy, just because you were former Navy or Marine. The military has become, and it truly is, the petri dish of political opportunists and activists, period. And when I was actually briefing and working with general officers and the like, I am here to tell you that some of the things they said, some of the things that they were going to decide and do, just absolutely, I can't even talk about it because it's classified, but I am here to tell you that I wouldn't trust them as far as a crowd of people could throw them. Anyway, one of the things I have to warn you about now that we're in this huge state of lockdown and the entitlement state is going to be running overtime, what is going to really happen is the nationalization of companies. One of those companies, probably airlines or transportation. I want you to start understanding that Every time they can nationalize an industry, the progressives will. Because, oh, it's a way to control you. Now, I have friends that are dentists. One of the things that they've told me is they're about 10 to 20 years behind the healthcare insurance and system and so forth. Excuse me. Does it not seem rational? Does it not seem even within the theoretical possibility that very soon people are going to complain that they can't get good dental insurance, they can't have good dental care, that they have to spend so much out of their pocket for their dentistry? Well, in comes the great savior, and it will be blah dental care. You put the president's name in front of it. Biden dental care, Harris dental care, Trump dental care. It doesn't matter, because even Trump bought into the concept of repeal and replace. And we were going to give you the greatest, the best in the world health care. That was Trump. So even though these things are all unconstitutional, people are buying into, yeah, this is great. We're going to be taken care of. Give us a bigger teat. Are you kidding? When are we going to grow up as a society and say it's our responsibility to take our own, take care of ourselves? Are they going to nationalize butt wiping? Can't we do that for ourselves? Seriously. We have to grow up and say, I have to be self-reliant on in every possible way. That should be the goal of every self-respecting American, every single one of us. I just want you to understand that nationalization is the dangerous path. But here's something that I've actually heard conservatives talk about. They want to start taking control of social media. Now, at the national level, let the federal government start dictating. And this is a huge outcry. Is there, because as we have heard, you know, Obamacare, possibly dental care, what is the possibility of socializing social media? Well, the conservatives have been asking for it. What's to keep the Democrats from taking it and then using it as a political weapon and a permanent extension of the deep state? Huh? Now are you starting to get scared? There is never a good idea for nationalizing for the federal government any domestic program, period. This is why it goes down to the, you know, the concepts. If you start looking at Republic Review, you will start understanding that the intent of Republic Review is to pull back these powers. A great example is education. Do we need a centralized education discussion of what's best for America? Absolutely. Do we want Bill Gates to come in and try to bully everybody into buying his crappy Common Core curriculum? No, we don't. That's bad for America. And so now taking it to the state level and creating a state polity that has nothing to do with the federal government at all and lets the states talk about the, let's just call it, strategic plan in moving our education system to be the most competitive education system in the world regarding engineering, regarding math and sciences and so forth. Friends, why don't we take control of the direction of America? And the way to do it is by the states, not to let the federal government's been selling us out for decades and decades and decades. I'm here to tell you that what they have done to our education system has dumbed us down. And the empirical data proves this. I mean, go watch any comedian show, night comedy show, what have you, like the old Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Tonight Show, or The Night Show, whatever it was called, I forget. But the fact is, the man on the street, and they ask people about basic stuff that everybody should have learned in school. This is an indictment on our education system. It's the same thing with why people can't read and write cursive. Are you kidding me? Is there that much? You know, when we went to school, we were taught hygiene and a lot of other stuff. You know, the old little red pills that they handed out with the toothbrushes and to teach you, you know, oh, see those dark red spots on your teeth? That's the places you miss. Now go brush your teeth again, and voila, you'll see. And so that's how some kids, not me, but I mean, I learned a little bit, but most all of that I learned at home. But at least we learned some of those things. They don't even have time for that anymore. This is an indictment. So when we come back from these two breaks, we will carry on and talk a little bit more about social media and what we can do and what we shouldn't do. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so let's get back into social media, okay? Because I know there's lots of people that are really tired of our First Amendment rights being taken away. Well, so first off, there's some real problems, especially when we talk about publicly traded companies, private companies. Can they dictate standards? Can the federal government dictate standards to private companies? Absolutely not. It's not within the enumerated powers. And we do not want to just let them create another FEC, FCC, or any other unconstitutional power. What we want is we want the states to actually collectively start passing their own laws and start demanding that any business, any media type of company must meet media standards. You've heard me talk time and time again regarding the 14th Amendment, Section 1, that states are not obligated to allow the press to be free, that they can actually set regulations and standards like they have for every profession, except for their own, of course, and journalism. It's interesting how the two most parasitical entities in our society, or I should say the most dangerous parasites in our society, which are politicians and journalists. Now we've proven this, and now we can see why the framers were, you know, pretty concerned about the politics and journalism and so forth. They wanted the federal government to not have any controls over that. But I believe at a state level, there are no constraints unless it's within your Constitution that the press must be free. If that is there, and you need to question why it's there, was it there because of the 14th Amendment? Because the 14th Amendment did not do that. The 14th Amendment only forced states to abide by the Constitution for U.S. citizens as far as the Bill of Rights and those privileges and immunities guaranteed by the Constitution. So what states can do, because I know everybody's heard, you know, Dorsey justifying how he's deplatformed Twitter and a lot of others and how these other social medias are using the same justification. And it's not ending there, folks. As a matter of fact, these platforms host pornography and every degree of crap. They support flash mobs and allow, you know, people that are active in doing economic guerrilla warfare tactics in your cities. And they're even supporting real insurgents that are operating in America like BLM, Antifa, and so forth. Don't tell me these guys are on the moral high ground. They're not. But they are publicly traded companies. And the fact is that just the concept of publicly traded, we can easily go down and just drill into what does that mean? Well, do we even want publicly traded companies? This is how we were driven into globalism. The federal government has no authority, just like they have no authority for the Department of Transportation, they have no authority for the SEC. We need to actually get our arms around this and understand that states are the ones that are supposed to be protecting their citizens and say, hey, you know, if you're an employer and you're throwing employee money into some stock market, then you have to back that up, because this is how we start pulling money out of, because how are they inflating? How are these people getting so much richer? They're hiding in these markets. The federal government is printing money. It's moving into banks and these big corporations when they shouldn't even be doing that. Think about it. Get rid of the way the stock market operates today and force it into a true free market and no longer a mercantile system that is controlled by the government, and you'll probably start seeing companies forced to behave better and less money. There's no way Zuckerberg or Dorsey or any of these people would be able to become millionaires and billionaires in what they're doing. If you want to take the risk, you can, but I'm just here to tell you that if the government wasn't protecting and guaranteeing some of these protections, I mean, look at what TARP did. TARP, we spent trillions of dollars bailing out insurance companies and so forth. I am here to tell you, if you really want to start dismantling all of this, and actually, if you want to take away all their money, basically blow up their companies, take away what those companies are really worth and how they're inflated. How do you do that? Well, then the states have to then, you know, kind of come together and say, we're going to create a lock. And every person that's invested before the owners and the workers and employees and bondholders get paid, we're going to make sure Joe American on the American street are going to get their value out of that stock at that price right there. And then we will let everybody else take what's left on all these insiders. Because who's the insiders? The employees that own the stock have been buying their own stock options or given stock. I mean, that's all insider crap, right? The fact is, if people want to actually throw their money, then you're going to either do it through a market or what have you. But states need to actually start forcing, you know, taking control of their own little stock market. Chicago has their own market. New York has their own market. Every major city, if they want to have their own market, they should have their own market. But they should be, you know, telling everybody, buyer beware. There are no protections when you're investing in that market, because that's a New York market. And New York is going to take care of New York. The federal government is taking care of those who take care of it. And so those are the globalists. Those are the people that are being purchased, or I should say the seats of the Senate and Congress and the presidency. That's who they're taking care of. They're not taking care of you and me, Joe American. We need to start looking at what is really supporting these bad paradigms for these people to gain this kind of power in the first place. I'm just saying that is in the background. However, More importantly, what states need to do is they need to either start considering their own platforms to say, we're going to have a Wyoming Facebook platform, and we will dictate, and we are not going to allow you to infringe upon our citizens. And then Facebook, all of a sudden, and Twitter, all of a sudden have to have 50 regulators instead of one. That's right. I am here to tell you there is a reason why we need to get your state legislators to start taxing big tech. They're making money out of your state, and they're not paying their fair share. Now, any progressive would say, everybody's got to pay their fair share, but they wouldn't say a word, and they will protect these guys that are lining their pockets with gold. Why? Because that's the collusion. That is the incestuous relationship between the globalists, these globalist states. Big tech are the huge leaders of the swamp. And if you look at what's going on with Apple, with Google, and all of these other, Amazon, they're all supporting the government in one way or another. And there's this incestuous relationship. So states that really have to come to the table and say, okay, what do we need to do, and how should states start considering dealing with monopolies like this? They need to start imposing. Look at what Europe is doing. Look at what France has done to Twitter. France has gone after Facebook and Twitter and other big tech companies. And they're saying, you have to do these. You can't do these things. And that's the same thing. There is no constitutional standing to allow the federal government to allow these companies to ram down our throats. They have no business giving them indemnifying them from protections. They don't have the Constitution. Show me, where is that in the Constitution? Remember, look for the Department of Transportation. And then if you can't find the enumerated power for social media, for energy, all of these things we're talking about, we're talking about how big, deep, wide, and vast this unconstitutional oceanic swamp really is. What's it going to take? If you really want to take control of your lives, you have to take control of your states. You have to get your states to start having these conversations. Now, there's a legitimate idea to say, you know, what is infrastructure? Do we want people to be able to engage in something like social media? Yes, then states step up and take control. I'm telling you, if foreign states can do it and the federal government has no constitutional standing to do it, then your states need to start doing it. And the first thing your states need to do is start actually taxing these folks, so that then you can create your own social media board as a subsidiary, not necessarily as an assumed power. But we, the people of each state, need to consider whether we want the states to control that type of thing, or whether we want these types of petri dishes to be created. I understand there is a bad thing regarding incestuous relationships, but one thing has been proven. When somebody creates a utility, let's just look at electricity and water. How do you have competition with your electricity coming into your home? How do you have competition with your water line? You have to have multiple lines to be able to say, I'm going to buy water from you today. That's the only way you can truly compete. And I am here to tell you that when somebody creates a social media platform and they don't allow anybody else because the federal government and other people have protected them, and if you really look at what Zuckerberg did and most all these other, they're all sharing and using other technologies and infringing on what should have been a copyright with somebody else. Fact of the matter is, almost every program and software has some level of copy. It's just like data storage. And I can get into this, into the details of SAS and SATA is only using older technology, which should have been copyrighted. There should be copyrights, but no, maybe there shouldn't be, because it becomes an incumbent and an inhibitor in our society. We got to talk more about this. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic?
I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.